In the area of demonology, we have covered several things. We have talked about seven things that the devil fear, and we talk about principles on dominion. And I remember speaking about several principles. In fact, I managed to touch on one on taking authority over demon powers. And one of the principles that we have brought forth is that we need to sometimes know the name or the type of the demon or fallen angel, not only fallen angel, but principalities that rule over cities or nations in order to come against them. Now, it's not always true that we must always know. But when you're casting out demons, and when you're dealing with demon powers, when you know their name or the type of category of demon, you immediately have a sort of authority over them. Now let's look at that in Mark chapter 9. And then the other principle which we will bring forth, which is principle number 2 in casting out demons, is the very simple word faith. But we'll look at its full extent and what it covers. Mark chapter 9, and we read the portion where Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, and they had a demon casting session that was unsuccessful until Jesus came. In Mark chapter 9, from verse 1 to verse 13, Jesus and three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, went up to the Mount of Transfiguration. And as they came down, remember, they just came down from the glory of God. As they came down, the rest of his disciples were there. Nine of them plus the could be the other 70 and so forth who were gathered around there. And there was a commotion at the foot of the hill. Or the mountain, in verse 14, Mark chapter 9, verse 14 onwards. And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them, and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, "What are you discussing with them?" Then one from the multitude answered and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit, and wherever he seizes him, he throws him down, he foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, but they could not." I repeat that last phrase, they could not. "He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came together, running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, "You deaf and dumb spirit." Now notice he described the category. "I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And he became greatly as one dead, so that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up and arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast him out?" So he said to them, This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Many times people take verse 29 and run off with that. But the prayer and fasting is in relationship to something else. And the something else is what I call the problem of the lack of faith. We have touched on, so far this is the second key on casting out demons. The first is to know the name or the category of the demons. You notice that Jesus immediately know the category. And there's no indication that the demon was a deaf demon. But there were some indications. It could have been, if you look at it, it could have been an epileptic spirit. Now remember, don't jump to conclusions. Deaf and dumbness are not always caused by demons. Same with epilepsy. And so don't jump to conclusions because there are more than one cause of a physical condition. It could be organic, it could be an accident, it could be a demon, it could be some bacterial or viral infection that has a side effect even after the person is cured. So there are many, many causes of different sickness and disease. And so in this particular case, everyone knows that it's a mute spirit in verse 17. But not many know that its actual category was a deaf and dumb spirit, which Jesus specified. One of the first keys is to know the name or type. Like I mentioned before, sometimes you know the type, but you don't exactly know the name of a demon. Demons have names just like angels have names. And so God... Don't depend on your conversations with demons to have all the knowledge. Depend on the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. And if He doesn't reveal, wait upon Him. And as I mentioned, sometimes it's not necessary to know at all. Sometimes just one of these keys are sufficient to deal with the demon force. The second key that we are focusing on is the key of faith. Faith is more than just a mental condition. See, many of us know what the Bible says, but yet it may not be real in our lives yet. And many of us know all the right things to do, but we may not be doing them yet or don't have the power to walk in the fullness of God yet. And that is the difference between mental knowledge and the actual life force that we have to do those things. You can use the word life force because when it comes, you will have the life and the ability to do it. So faith is not just a mental concept. It does involve our mind because when the mind doubts, it hinders faith. There's an involvement of the mind, but it's more than that. And demons can sense whether you have faith or not. So sometimes it is not the loudness of your command that they're trying to obey. Because sometimes when people cast out demons, they are pretty noisy. But you know that a noisy car is not necessarily a very powerful car. It could be just an old car with the exhaust pipe broken. Gets a loud noise like a motorboat. And so sometimes when people are screaming all the time and casting a demon, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name, half of the time, if they have fear, the demon still can sense it. Because demons don't deal in the physical world, they deal in the spirit world. And in the spirit world, if you got fear, they can sense it. And so it's not just a loudness of your voice that counts. But behind it is, do you really have faith? That's the question. Now, we'll come back to Mark 9, but we have to read one more verse from the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. For whatever, in the translation it also says whoever, is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. In some old manuscripts, they put your faith. But whatever it is, it talks about faith. Now we realize that faith is a gift from God working in our spirits. But it has to become a part of you for it to work forth out of your life. So faith overcomes the world and all the things in this world. There's an overcoming force. This very morning, as you sit here, with thoughts in your mind sometimes running through you as you worship and sit in the presence of God, things in your life, your needs in your life, all those things, the main question is that if faith is flowing out from you, you will be thinking and meditating on things to overcome, to conquer, to have victory and success in those things that you're facing in the world. When all your thoughts are in the area of depression, failure, giving up, and all those things, the faith is not working. Let's be honest with God. It's better to be honest with God like that man in Mark chapter 9 who says, Lord, I have unbelief in my life. And then at least Jesus can deal with it. Then to hide it behind a facade and say, oh, I do have faith. But in the mind, all you have is doubts. You can tell whether a person has faith or not by the words that come out. Because most of the time, there is a fear factor flowing out. And fear and faith cannot exist together. Light and darkness cannot exist together. Either you are influenced by fear, or you're influenced by faith. Now by fear, I exclude the fear of God, which is the awesomeness of God, which is a totally different dimension. But there is a difference between fear and faith, that the two cannot mix. Light and darkness cannot go together. To be honest, every one of us, if we are human, if you're not human, you should not be on this earth. If we are human, there are times that fear tries to come daily in your life. And the key is to recognize it when it comes. It can come in the most subtle way that you don't realize. It can come in the most subtle way. You know, when Peter took Jesus aside and rebuked him about going to the cross, Jesus turned around and said in Matthew 16, get thee behind me, Satan. You know the motivation of Peter telling him not to go to the cross? He is fearful. He is fearful of, you know, either losing the Lord or Master, fearful of death, fearful of all kinds of things. He's fearful. And Jesus says, get thee behind me, Satan. Now, the original Greek doesn't just say, get thee behind. All the translations that I've checked, every new one, old one, and literal translation they put in Matthew 16, Jesus say, get thee behind me, Satan. And sometimes we imagine that when Jesus command, you know, get thee behind, you know, that Satan move from the front to the back and go, hey. Right? No, you don't want Satan behind you all the time, you know. You know, you don't want Satan maybe following you behind. You know, get thee behind me, Satan, and Satan is behind you, you know, poking your back. The original Greek actually says the word behind is the word underneath. And so, the English translators got no equivalent. So, it actually says, get under me, Satan. Wow. Under his dominion, under his authority. And Jesus dealt with fear straight away. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Note the words impossible. That means there's no way you can get around to God looking at you and says, I'll do it for you. I'm pleased with you. And pleasing God is the number one goal of all our lives. We all want to hear the words that God spoke to Jesus.